Okay, so declare the meeting open, and in the spirit of reconciliation, I would like to pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging in this acknowledgement of country. So thank you. Now, so declaring the meeting open at 3:05. Now, understand that there is no public question time, so we will obviously move from that item. Attendance, certainly I think we have a full ARIC attendance, is that right, Tom? So Councillor Lawson Kerr, Begley, Lowton and Stratford. Thank you. And also thank you to Claire for taking the minutes, as well as actually getting all of my papers ready, which I'm sure, because I had left my papers behind, I'm sure on the roof of my car when I left Northam. So my apologies, yes, for the littering. I shall certainly pick it up tomorrow. So are there any declarations of interest going into today's ARIC meeting? It is a fairly straightforward agenda. No? Thank you. The next item is the announcement by myself. I would just like to say thank you for selecting me into this position. I hope to be able to serve it as well as possible, and I would certainly welcome everyone's comments and feedback as to how I do perform so that I can actually get better as time goes on. So thank you. Now, the next item is the confirmation and receipt of the minutes dated the 16th of April 2026. Can I have someone move that item and be considered? Thank you, Councillor Stratford. And seconder? Thank you, Councillor Begley. Can I ask whether anyone is against the motion to accept to confirm the minutes? No? Okay. If not, do I then?
All in favour.
All in favour? Thank you.
Great.
And thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Now, we're now moving to the item of the matters requiring committee decision. Can I have someone move that the item be considered? Thank you, Councillor Stratford, and second. Thank you, Councillor Lawson Kerr. So this item is for the revised audit committee terms of references. I think it's now called the ARIC.
Sorry, we're just at the work plan. Oh. In the last minutes. That's okay.
There you go. There you go. Stuff it up. Okay. Okay, my apologies. The work plan, which is item 7.1.1, I will ask again whether someone could please move that item be considered, because I got that move wrong. Could I ask? Thank you, Misha. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Councillor Stratford. Mm-hmm. Second, Councillor Lawson Kerr. Thank you for your forbearance. So, can I ask that anyone speak against the item? No? So do I take it that everyone is for the item?
I'm not that sharp on our standing orders, to be honest, but at my previous place of employment, yes. But I'd maybe invite comments and then take a vote.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Could I actually ask for comments? Would the mover like to speak to it?
Just to comment that it'll be really nice to get a solid work plan in. We haven't really had much of a work plan in ARIC before, so it'd be really good to see this come through. And also welcome, Renata.
Oh, thank you.
I've had a chance. Good. Thank you. Thank you for the work that's gone into it too. Okay.
Would the seconder like to discuss? To Councillor Begley or Councillor Lowton, any comments? Thank you. Can I make a couple of comments?
Yeah.
So I think the work plan is the work plan is essential, and I'm sure you're doing this. You've actually got that's aligning perfectly with the Shire work plan as well. So that the Shire work, so as far as the Shire work plan is concerned, you know when that information is actually feeding into it.
Close to it, yeah. We'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
With regards to the Regulation 17, would we like to just explain that or are folk across it?
Yeah, I'm happy to comment. Yeah, thank you. Historically in local government, the regulation, there's been a requirement for a Regulation 5, which is financial controls audit, and a Regulation 17, which looks at the sort of remainder of what is now our sort of requirement areas within our terms of reference, risk management, compliance, systems and controls. Apologies, I can't remember the four things off the top of my head right now, but historically they've been required every 3 years. Reforms have been undertaken. As we know, it's an ongoing process. They're now required every 4 years. Our last one was done in the 21-22 financial year. So as of the end of this month, we will be non-compliant with that provision. Our intention is to put an RFQ together and get the work started as soon as possible, hopefully get that report to you by December to limit that period of non-compliance. And a lot of the work that's outlined in the work plan will hopefully tick off some of the key areas, and we'll get some of that work done as that is rolling out as well to make sure that that audit kind of gives us a real structure to work forward into the coming years, future work plan topics, but also making sure we're doing the fundamentals right. So look forward to getting that work underway.
Yeah, if I could comment just on that, I mean, Tom and I did just communicate briefly on it. And given that Tom's new and I'm new, I think it's actually really important to have that as this is where we are. Mm-hmm. 2026, this is where we are. And it's also called the CEO's audit, isn't it?
Yeah. The CEO's responsible for it.
Yeah.
And the reform did change it. So I think historically it wasn't even required to come to the ARIC, and now it is. So,
yeah.
Which it should be. And I think it would be unusual for it to not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so as a bit of a finance nerd, I'm quite excited that we're actually starting with the Regulation 17, and I think as an ARIC, I think that is certainly the most responsible way to go about it. So we can say 2026, this is where we are, and then we then measure things from there. Okay. So yeah, congratulations. I think it's actually it's a great place to start. So well done. Okay, so if we have no one, if this discussion is done, could I have a mover?
Oh, you can tap the vote.
Take it off. Can you give me the words?
All those in favour?
All those in favour. Sorry, brain's fried. Anyone against? No. Thank you very much. Yeah. The item is. Okay. The next item that we have is the closure of the meeting. So do I need to have someone move for the closure of the meeting?
No, you've got the prerogative.
I declare the meeting closed, and thank you so much. And
thank you.